Well, now, this came as a surprise. We're talking jobs. Hey, remember all the talk about an impending deep recession? Was it all talk? Welcome to a shortened Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Glad you're here. In other news, so why would Wall Street continue to beat the major recession drum? We have some thoughts. It seems that going back to the office is getting back on track. Speaking of office, Office Depot is still closing stores. And why? We've got the Wall Street Report. And is there a magic number for laying off workers? There seems to be. And we'll share it. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us. A programming reminder, we will be back on the air on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday. It's noon, Central Time. And yeah, we do stream. Speaking of streaming and all that social media stuff, you can also find us and follow us daily on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Just the other day, we reported that economists predicted that the U.S. would have added 185,000 jobs in January and that the unemployment number would increase from 3.5% to 3.6%. Surprise! When the jobs report came out on Friday morning, the shock was measurable. The U.S. economy added a whopping 517,000 jobs in January, and the unemployment rate dropped to 3.4%. It has not been that low for decades. All of this caught everybody, including Wall Street, by surprise, and more than one expert was embarrassed by how much they missed the mark. Some other items from the report. After revisions, America gained 4.8 million jobs last year, and that is 300,000 more than previously reported. Job gains were also widespread, led by the leisure and hospitality sector. Wages grew 4.4% from a year earlier. Now, that's higher than expected, but still below the latest inflation reading of 6.5%, although inflation has been steadily declining since June. Now, moving forward, it's a signal that the Fed will keep increasing rates, and on that news, markets fell on Friday. Those numbers? Well, they're coming at you in just a bit. All right, let me be perfectly frank with you. Dozens and dozens of the smartest economists and big-time bank CEOs have been saying for months that the U.S. will face a major recession early in 2023. Well, then, they changed their tune and said the recession would come at the end of 2023. That then became a fact that the recession would start at the beginning of 2024. Meanwhile, we looked at all of the economic data we could find and long ago came to the conclusion that if there was a recession, it would be light and quick. Before we started to report, we believed there would not be a recession at all and the U.S. economy would continue to build. Well, that brings us to Friday in the jobs report. CNN is now reporting that after a year in which a recession appeared imminent, many economists now say those forecasts were overly gloomy. Moody's Analytics' Mark Zandi told the network that any concern that the economy is in recession or close to a recession should be completely dashed by these job numbers. Much of that speculation centered on the Federal Reserve's monetary tightening, which aimed to wring inflation from the economy. And those aggressive policies run the risk of a recession because they tend to depress business growth. But for now, it seems the Fed's actions have not snuffed out the fire in the labor market. On top of all that, the GDP continues to improve, and on top of that, inflation is receding. So have we gone from bust to boom? So in the end, one has to wonder out loud why the big Wall Street banks and economists were shouting about a major recession. Why would they do that? Well, our take weeks ago remains the same. The howling and the screaming was meant to get the Fed to slow down or stop raising rates. Why? Because higher rates tend to hurt revenue growth, and that impacts profits. It is a wild game being played, friends. Just wild. But that's just our opinion. For years now, many workers have fled the office, setting up what has been major office buildings being nearly empty. Some of those buildings have been sold to cities or are sitting vacant. Well, today, things might be changing a bit. CNN is reporting that nearly 3 years after the pandemic began, American offices are finally more than halfway filled as workers have gradually returned to the office. Office occupancy across 10 major U.S. cities crossed 50.4% of pre-pandemic levels for the first time since early 2020. All of that according to security swipe tracker Castle Systems. This marks the first time occupancy has crossed the 50% mark since March of 2020, when many offices sent workers home because of, COVID. Workers still aren't coming back to the office consistently or every day. Last week's data showed that Friday was the lowest day of occupancy and Tuesday was the highest. Major companies have begun to crack down on employees who are reluctant to return. Disney is ordering corporate employees to return to offices 4 days a week beginning March 1st. Starbucks also recently instituted a 3 days a week office schedule. But still, this leaves many workers working remotely, and that trend seems to be holding up as productivity does not seem to be falling. Speaking of office, Office Depot is still closing stores. Best Life is reporting that a number of Office Depot stores will close this month, and that is on top of the 263 stores that closed between 2020 through 2021. So why is all this happening? Well, back in 2020, Office Depot announced plans to close or consolidate what they were saying was an unspecified number of stores by the end of 2023. Why? It's all part of restructuring to focus and improve company costs. And yes, you can think of that word once again, profits. Now, the jobs report sent the stock market into a bit of a free fall over concerns that the Fed will continue to raise interest rates because we have this hot jobs market. The Dow closed down Friday by 127 points to end the week at 33,926. The Nasdaq fell by 193 points to end the trade at 12,006. And the S&P 500 was off the mark by 43 points to finish the week at 4,136. And for the week, the S&P 500 booked a weekly gain of 1.6%. The Nasdaq rose 3.3%, booking its fifth consecutive weekly advance and the longest winning streak in over a year, thanks to strong earnings from some major tech companies. Meanwhile, the Dow erased its earlier gain and slipped by 0.3% this week. Meanwhile, and this is interesting, oil futures tanked, hitting its lowest number in a month. U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate crude for March delivery fell $2.49, or 3.3%, to settle at $73.39 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with what is seemingly a magic number when it comes to laying off workers. When considering the human toll, the ideal number of for layoffs anyway, is zero. But from a business perspective, is there a magic number or ratio that companies aim for when trimming staff? Well, a look at this year's job cuts suggests there may be, with companies of various sizes and across a range of industries gravitating towards 5 to 8% of their employee base. Now, before blame befalls McKinsey, study. However, it's worth noting that the magic number appeared higher last fall, leading Fast Company to post that commonalities are simply social proof in action, with companies taking cues not necessarily from a scientific basis, but, yeah, from each other. And that's a wrap for the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, produced, and created by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. And here is another programming note. Look for an interview with James Goodlett coming up very soon that will talk about his remarkable ability to make this thematic music. Not stuff you're going to sing to or dance to, but stuff that is used in video production, online, a whole host of things for creators. Watch for that. For all of us, what a week. For all of us, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.